Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown has declared a state of emergency through next week because of severe winter weather. Homeless service providers are struggling to keep people safe in the snow and below freezing conditions. Jimmy Jones is executive director of the Mid-Willamette Valley Community Action Agency in Salem, Oregon, and he joins us now. Jimmy, welcome back.
Thank you, Peter.
And just how deep is this cold snap, and what kind of threat does it pose to the people you're serving?
Well, we had about, in Salem, around 4 inches over Sunday, and we had around another 2 or 3 inches overnight. These aren't terribly atypical snowfalls for Oregon, where we have highly localized snow events every year, really. So whenever we get snow or, you know, any severe weather event, what happens is, you know, we have a large number of people, many of whom are in their early 50s in terrible health conditions already, who need access to safe, warm, and dry shelter. And that has been an enormous struggle on the West Coast because of the size of our homeless population. So this makes things more desperate, and they feel like they get more desperate every year as the size of the homeless population has grown.
Well, and even more desperate now because of the pandemic. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is just ripping through the United States. How is that complicating your efforts inside the shelters?
Well, it's a very complicated issue and a very serious problem. In many cases, vaccination rates among the homeless population are very low. We're dealing with a population that's very likely in considerable numbers to be carrying the Omicron variant. Our staff is on the line 100% vaccinated, so that's been very helpful in terms of keeping everybody safe. But, you know, it has desperately reduced our sheltering capacity because of COVID protocols. You know, warming centers that could have held 100 people 3 years ago now are topping out around 45 or 50. So that reduces the number of people that we can get inside in an emergency situation like this one.
Yeah. Well, last time we spoke, it was June, and a deadly heat wave was baking the Pacific Northwest, also making your job more difficult. And you talked about how difficult, in fact, the last year and a half or more have been because of the pandemic, but also because of catastrophic wildfires. And now this, with the cold snap and the snow, how are you doing? Do you feel like you can't catch a break at this point?
Well, I think most of us feel like we've had a really tough time catching a break for the last 2 years. And then, you know, as we moved into this winter, we expected a wet and cold winter with a lot of bad weather. But, you know, the reality of trying to run services in a pandemic environment is just really a serious one. And it feels sometimes that we just can't catch a break.
So in a word, Jimmy, what are you hoping for in 2022?
Well, we've had around 40 people pass away outside since the beginning of the pandemic. Now, those folks mostly didn't die of COVID, but a lot of them died of consequences of COVID. They died because they couldn't get access to medical care, or sheltering capacities had been reduced, or because, you know, it was more difficult to go and find food and shelter and warmth. So we're just trying to keep as many people alive as possible. I think our primary goal is to prevent human suffering and to keep people safe and warm and dry and provide some human dignity in the middle of all this.
Jimmy Jones is executive director for the Mid-Willamette Valley Community Action Agency in Salem, Oregon. Jimmy, best of luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you
for your time.
Absolutely.